Good morning. Welcome to this morning's edition of the Richard Urban Show. I'm your host, Richard Urban, coming from historic Harpers Ferry, West Virginia. We bring you news and views from the Inflation Principle point of view. Today's episode is on rollback property taxes. Property taxes are a definite issue for everybody because, especially if you're lower or lower middle income like me and Stacy, then you're taking a huge hit from property taxes. Even if you pay little or no federal income tax or state income tax, hey, guess what? You still have to pay your property tax. Whether your income is $1 or $10 million, you have to pay your property tax. So let's dive into this issue with a couple articles now. So here's an article from the Washington Times on DeSantis seeks to roll back painfully high property taxes. Governor Ron DeSantis is leading the charge in Florida to lower and eventually eliminate the property tax, which for many homeowners has added the equivalent of a second mortgage payment to their monthly expense. Mr. DeSantis likens property taxes to perpetually paying rent to the government. He said the taxes have steadily increased, along with local government spending, making it impossible for seniors and other residents to afford to stay in their homes. Several of the states, including Illinois, Kansas, and Pennsylvania, are weighing initiatives to eliminate property taxes entirely. In response to public outcry, other states are working to reduce property taxes. Here in Jefferson County, West Virginia, about 43% of our property taxes are the so-called excess school levy, which I worked hard with other neighbors toward defeating. We lost, but we did in our two precincts here win approximately half the vote against it, so we showed a formula for defeating it in the future. Just by informing voters at the polls what a waste it is. Our schools are awash in cash. They take 77% of our property tax with basically zero transparency and then give this bleeding heart lecture to people, oh, the teachers are going to die, when actually a whopping $1,500 or 2% actually goes to teachers, which in fact is about what they'll pay on their property tax bill for the tax. So this is insane. Anyway, it's not just, of course, the county also gets 23% right now. And of course, they could do excess levies too. And in fact, I'm concerned about the $16 million bond they're proposing to pass anytime now. I couldn't find the recording of the Thursday's meeting to see if they passed it. I hope not. All these kinds of things that affect taxes need to go before voters with much deliberation. So this is just an entitlement. So, you know, I was interviewing Erica Kolinich during my candidate interviews. She's a Libertarian candidate for governor, was this past cycle. And she had a lot of good ideas about taxes. I'm going to share those in a minute. But they definitely need to be rolled back. And, you know, like the income tax, I mean, for people who are lower middle, you know, income like me and Stacy, income tax isn't a big issue. I'm not saying it's overall not a big issue. But, I mean, actually, if you honestly want to do something that helps the common person, the middle class person, property tax is a much bigger issue. Like I was just saying, you have to pay your property tax. So right now, I mean, even our taxes went up, like in Shenandoah, I think 35% in the last couple of years. Stacy and I own one rental property. Well, golly, Jiminy Crickets, up there the taxes went up 135%. That's unacceptable. 135% increase? That's insane. So literally, you know, we're paying thousands of dollars of taxes for a very modest property. That's crazy. So anyway, the thing about it is, you know, this is affecting all taxpayers. And one interesting thing, I asked Erica, like, hey, so if we reduce or eliminate property taxes, where are we going to get money to pay for things? Hey, guess what? You do what you do in your household. If you don't have money, you don't spend it. Like, for instance, if you don't have money, do you go out and buy a new car? Maybe a boat? How about a recreational vehicle? No. If you don't have money, you don't spend it. And that's kind of what happens. Of course, the government is much worse because they're spending other people's money. I mean, they should be as careful or more careful with your money and my money. But no, they're not. So let's have a look at Erica's proposals. I think they're very, very instructive. And I would like to point toward Governor Morrissey to have a look at these. And let's at least follow these proposals. Like Governor DeSantis in that article I was reading compared it to like how you buy a TV. So you go to the store, you buy a flat screen TV, and you pay 6% sales tax. But then you're watching it and you keep paying tax on it year after year after year. I mean, you don't, but property tax is the same thing. Okay, so you're going to buy your house and then you pay tax again and again and again and again and again. Anyway, it's killing people in Florida. The tax rates have doubled in 10 years. And in fact, like I just said, in some areas of Jefferson County, even in not 10 years, in 3 years, they went up 135%, double plus one third. So let's have a look at Erica's proposals. This is from Erica Kalinich's web page, Kalinich for WV.com. Here's our suggestions. Residential property tax cap. I'll advocate for an amendment to the state's constitution that establishes a true cap on all residential and privately owned agricultural property taxes. Specifically, this cap would limit property tax to 1% of the purchase price of the property or the assessed value, whichever is lower. Hallelujah, I say. This measure aims to provide relief to homeowners while ensuring a fair and predictable tax burden. Two, additionally, the property tax on all residential long-term care and agricultural land would sunset after you paid a total of 0.5% of the purchase price of the assessed value, which is lower, whichever is lower, for 7 years, allowing homeowners and family farmers stability and predictability, after which no additional property tax would be due. Three, all residential long-term care and agricultural land currently capped at 1% or 2%, will be capped at 1% of the purchase price of the property or the assessed value, whichever is lower. All other commercial property currently capped at 3%, will be capped 2% of the purchase price of the property or the assessed value, whichever is lower. Four, property acquired through inheritance would not be subject to property tax. Only property acquired by a real estate sale transaction. Five, if you sell your property prior to owning the property for 7 years, you would not owe the remaining property tax on that property when it is sold. The new owners would start over with their 7 years of property tax. Overall, we want to move toward capping property taxes. And these are some really great ideas to do it. I mean, why do we have this endless property tax? Endless property tax means endless waste of your money. There could be other ways to raise taxes. And the property tax is extremely regressive, meaning it especially hits low-income people. Say you're a senior like me and Stacy, and you're lower or just middle income or whatever you want to call it, lower middle income. Well, the property tax looms as a huge issue and can easily force people to be unable to stay in their homes as seniors. Is that really what we want to do? In the article I was reading also, there was a mention of one state, maybe that's Florida, is proposing a $200,000 exemption. That would be good for seniors, you know, in their residential property. In conclusion, let's get out of the idea that somehow the government is entitled to take your money, more or less at gunpoint, if you think about it, you know, and that somehow, you know, they know how to spend your money better than you do. And that's why also the Hope Scholarship is really a good thing. The money should follow the child, you know, if the state is collecting money, which, you know, at least for the near foreseeable future, they will for education. It should be up to the parents to decide. And that's why you see, you know, school enrollment not zooming upward. A big reason is the Hope Scholarship. People are sending their children to other schools, not just the public schools, and that's good. You know, more choices are good. And a lot of education, like 53% of the education is funded by federal funds. So a lot of people don't really know what a giant, like, just wasteland of money. The school, Jefferson County schools are awash in money. Not only, well, there's a building fund, which is a relatively smaller bond for the Ranson Elementary School, for instance, which, you know, some people say, or really wasn't necessary to build. Enrollment wasn't skyrocketing. And I'd like to see the statistics. It'll be interesting to follow to see if the building boom is really building an enrollment boom. In fact, I need to do a show on that. How much did the enrollment increase this year? How many units were built and how many more children were enrolled, if any? Or are they going to other schools, like I said? Or maybe, you know, homes have less children, et cetera. In any case, it shouldn't be an assumption that it's going to boom. They have to show substantial hard data of rising enrollment. And in fact, in the last 10 years, enrollment declined 1,000 students. It didn't rise. So that doesn't mean that we should be collecting more money for the schools. It's just a huge... Anyway, we'll be delving more into that. You know, I didn't vote to pass it. If you did, I'm very sorry. This excess levy, but we'll be delving into that, where the money is actually going, the salaries that your central office staff are making, such essential positions like, you know, the diversity director or whatever. I guess they maybe changed the name now since that's out, you know, with the Trump administration, but whatever. Anyway, just a huge number of wasteful staff, you know, and then teachers don't benefit from these funds hardly at all. And, you know, I had teachers tell me that while I was campaigning against that. So, you know, a lot of this is just mantras. Oh, it's all for the teachers. Oh, how about it's all for the administrators at the central office? Maybe that would be more honest. Property taxes are not an entitlement. So let's reform these. Governor Morrissey, let's get this done. I think that's the best thing you could do. That's way more important, in my opinion, as a middle-class voter than income tax reform. I mean, honestly, people like me don't pay a lot of income tax. Yeah, we pay our taxes. But if your income is very modest, like me and Stacy, you know, and you're a senior, or it doesn't matter if you're a senior or junior, whatever, you're not going to pay that much income tax if your income is modest. And, you know, my vehicles are modest. I don't have a new, you know, $300,000 car or whatever. So, you know, where do you pay your taxes? Hello, property taxes. You know, thousands of dollars that could drive seniors like myself out of their home, you know, in extreme circumstance. And so let's change that. So we've been talking about rollback property taxes. They are not an entitlement for the government. Thank you for listening. Do be blessed. Do check our site, visionroot.org, for all of our shows. Do check our daily inspiration site, inspiration.visionroot.org. Do you like, review these shows? Do you comment? Thank you, and we'll see you next week.